That's right, NBA Australia. Watch out, it's your mate Jim in Adelaide, outside. Oh, good, on a rooftop. This is awesome. It is Monday, April 8, all day. Jeez, it was a rough hangover of a Monday today, I'll tell you. Just 4 days of footy, lots of footy going on, obviously here in Adelaide for Gather Round. But now, attention turns back to the NBA. I've been watching and trying to keep as track of as much stuff as I possibly could over the weekend. We had some chaos today, though, which is awesome. And the NCAA have nicely made sure that they've taken over tomorrow because the NBA are cowards, remember? So there's no games tomorrow. There are 14 NBA games on Wednesday. Jeez. Anyway, so we're going to do some really quick weekend winners, weekend losers. We'll fly through all the game wraps. We'll do all the usual segments as well. But we're just going to fly through it because I do have to get a plane back to Melbourne at some point. So, today's show, Dante Exum rules. Josh Giddey had a triple-double. We've got those winners and losers. We've got the game wraps. We've got That's Not a Knife. Oh, mate, no mate, spot of the night. Better than Lonzo Ball. We've got Yeah Nazi, Unbothered Opinion of the Day, Outback Takehouse. And we've got an Andrew Gaze Grey Mumber Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. Probably not me on the ball at the Woolshed last night. It was good, not great. And yeah, no picks and previews tomorrow because there's no bloody games. Come on, Adam Silver, grow a pair. Oh, but we're just afraid of, you know, the college basketball big game. It's like, so? You're not affiliated with them. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into it. Episode 1069, nice, of NBA Australia. And let's go! Yeah, no ads. We're just going to go straight through this show. There's no breakers. We've got no drops. We're going rough. Yeah, the other idea was like to do this when I got home tonight, but your mate Jim is already cooked. I'll be even more cooked. The Hall of Fame is going to have another Aussie, Michelle Timms. Timsy! That's going to be awesome. She will join Vince Carter, Chauncey Billups, Jerry West, who's already in there as a player and a member of the Olympic team from 1960, Simone Augustus, Michael Cooper, Walter Davis, Dick Barnett. Isn't that a singer of like Mighty Mighty Bosstones? And Michelle Timms, love that. Charles Smith, Harley Redden, and Bo Ryan as your awesome coaches, I guess, who have made it. That's nice. And boom, Doug Collins, Herb Simon. Interesting class. Kind of a fun one too. All right. Little bits of news. How do you feel about this? Dante Exum waved goodbye to the Houston Rockets season after being waived by the Rockets. God, that was fun today. In terms of other news, though, Anthony Davis hurt his eye, left that game today against the Wolves. He's expected back later this week, though, so no real troubles there. Happy days. You've also got Chris Middleton. Oh, Pippa. He got a tooth knocked out. Jesus. What are you doing? But otherwise, there's not a giant amount going on in terms of news. I think we've got another MVP straw poll. It should be just what? SGA, Luka, and Jokic in whatever order you feel like. It's probably Jokic number one. Probably SGA 2, probably Luka 3. That would be my best guess. So I think we'll have a look at it. The straw poll, yeah, it's Jokic. There we go. No problems. So sure. Otherwise, let's look at some games from the weekend. Let's quickly fly through some scores. We watched a few of these over the weekend too. And then this morning was just unreal. The Dante Exum stuff just blew my mind. But the Hornets beat the Magic 124-115 back on Saturday, which is hilarious. Balabangaro up against Brandon Miller. They both had 32. Pretty fun. The Pacers beat the Thunder. A tough loss for the old Oklahoma Cities. 126-112. We'll talk about them in a second. The Blazers beat the Wizards in that weird tank battle. 108-102. DeAndre Dominaten had 34-30. And my man, Danny Avdija, is coming along. I love him. He had 22-12. The Celtics got by the Kings in hilarious fashion. The extreme Zingamiel had 20-11 after De'Aaron Fox dropped 40 and basically seemingly hit the go-ahead three. And they, what was it? Tillman got the putback. The Bulls beat the Knicks because, of course, they did. Why is that, Jim? Well, they had to get back within three games of 500, didn't they? Just to annoy me after I tipped the Knicks. 108-100. Brunson had 35-11. You had the Heat 119 over the Rockets 104. Bam! Adebayo had 18-12-6. The Grizzlies, they beat the Pistons. Called it 108-90 because they care and the Pistons do not. The Raptors 117, the Bucks 111. Hilarious. Oh, God. Doc Rivers is just like, oh, this sucks. This sucks, Jimmy. 111-109. The Spurs beat the Pelicans. What are you doing, New Orleans? The Mavs beat the Warriors in a ripper as well. 108-106. PJ Hamilton, Washington dropped 32. That's his best scoring game as a Mav. Awesome game, though. 97-87. The Suns beat the Wolves. And yeah, the Clippers trounce. Trounce, I'll tell you. The Utah Jazz. It's a soft J. 131-102. And then yesterday, the big Sunday sesh, you had the Lakers beat the Cavs 116-97. Lakers looked awesome. The Cavs are a mess. 113, the Nets beat the Pistons 103. Who cares about that? The Nets have now been eliminated. 116, the Sixers beat the Grizz 96, and the Nuggets smashed the Hawks 142-110. And then today's games, absolute chaos reigned in that Rockets-Mavs game. Dante Exum sends it to overtime. It's awesome. Luka is a massive game. Kyrie has a massive game. 147-136 it finishes at. Kyrie was unreal in that game. And this is the thing. They're terrifying when they're both good. And then if you just get a little something from the role players, the Mavs are wicked. The Clippers snuck one of the Cavs thanks to Paul George. It was absolutely awesome. Evan Mobley, pour one out. There's a bit of an old mate, no mates, pantsing in the night. Breaks his ankles, hits the game winner, does Paul George. Massive win for the Clips. The Cavs falling apart. 117-115, the Pacers beat the Heat. Are you noticing something here? These are all really close, awesome games. 117-115. Butler had this 27-7-8. It wasn't enough. They came flying back to the Heaters and they were still short. 124-107, the Celtics smashed the Blazers because, boy, howdy, wouldn't you? Peyton Pritchard had 20. Love that. The Thunder just snuck by the Hornets thanks to our man, giddy up, Josh Giddey. He had the triple-double. 20-13-13. 121, they beat the Hornets 118. Bit of Gordon Hayward revenge. Maybe a bit of Poku revenge? What do you reckon? Poku going, yes, you forget about the Poku, huh? You forget about Poku. Now Poku's come to get you. And Poku had 14-9. I love that. Oh, God. And yeah, I mean, Gordy Hayward didn't even play. So good times, great memories. Poku. 113, the Magic beat the Bulls 98. DeRozan there at 30. They got very little else, though. Balabangaro at 24-6-2. Wizards, Raptors, another tank battle. The Raptors are like, what are we doing? Why are we winning? Oh, geez. 130-122. RJ Barrett crushing it. Emmanuel Quickly. IQ, 31-7-13. Great time. Great game for him. And, of course, the Pelicans beat the Suns 113-105 because Zion turned in. He went absolute beast mode. It was awesome. He's blocking everything, shutting it all down. Dyson Daniels, the dustbuster himself. 5 blocks for Zion. That's an NBA career high. Love that. He had 29, 10, 7, and 5 blocks. It's like he looked at Wemby and went, I took that personally. Now I'm going to eat it. The Knicks came flying back to beat the Bucks 122-109. Doc Rivers, not a happy camper. The Sixers beat the Spurs 133-126. In double overtime without Embiid. And Maxi went absolutely ham. It was awesome. 52-7 for him. Wemby had 33-18-6 and was fan-bloody-tastic. They go to overtime, and you're like, what is happening in this game? No Tobias Harris. Maxi does it all by himself. Kelly Oubre had 26 as well. Wemby's like, Jim, I had 7 blocks and 9 turnovers. I'm like, you are a delight, sir. The Kings kicked their shit out of the Nets as well. 107-77. 1-2-3 Cancun. Cam Thomas had 21, but the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis, 18-20-9. Bloody hell. 118-110, the Warriors beat the Jazz. Clay, 32 points. He's played a bunch of games this year, 74, and they asked him about it after the game. He's like, oh, I just like playing. And the Wolves held off the Lakers, 127-117 as well, after a big second quarter. Rui Hachimura had 30, but 31 for Nazareed. You love to see that. So, weekend winners. Out of all of this, obviously Dante Exum is a weekend winner. He crushed it. What a moment. Sends it to overtime. Hits the massive three. Like, everybody is stoked for the dude. He's gone through so much. And boom. Just says good night to the Rockets down the stretch. The Mavs, though, that's 3 straight wins for them, right? That Warriors win was massive without Luka. I should have mentioned that. And then the Dante game with the overtime that they force is awesome. It's impressive as hell. Like, it's just a team coming together against that defense. They're now 2 games in the clear in 5th, 2 games back of the Clippers. But there's now a little bit of separation between them and essentially making sure that they don't have to be in the play-in. That's huge for the Mavs. You love to see it, don't you? Don't you? I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I just want to see them in a series against somebody. If it's the Clippers, that's even better. But yeah, so for them to be two games up on the Suns and the Pelicans and then three games up on the Kings, they're feeling pretty good about themselves right now. The Mavs, Orlando, they lost to Charlotte, but then beat the hell out of the Bulls today, as mentioned. They now sit third in the East because of that win. This is why it was so annoying they lost to Charlotte. They would have been there and clear. They're like tied up, at least in terms of record with the Knickerbockers. The Knicks are also winners. Huge comeback to beat the Bucks after that weird game the other day that they completely cooked. But because of that, they're on 46-32, same as Orlando. They're fourth. And because they won that game against Milwaukee, we're going to pop up again later, they stay ahead of Cleveland and Indy just. So that's a weekend win for me. Brunson was awesome in the second game. The Nuggets, look, they lost to the Clippers the other day, but bounced back by demolishing the Hawks by 32. They're feeling pretty good about themselves on top of the West again by them. Well, it's the Wolves, I think, have snuck by them as well. They're tied at 54-24 now. But Denver, look, God, they look dangerous. And you're like, give me some jam, Jamal Murray, and they're going to win the title again. The Clippers, three straight, the perfect time for them. They're cruising, looking good. Paul George, if he has one of those runs where he looks like the best player in the NBA for 6 weeks, he just does this every so often, does our man PG-13. He just does it, and you're like, God, he's good. And then you'll stink for like 4 months like he has this year. But if he turns it on, how dangerous are they?
Very.
And the Lakers, until today, they were like just sort of cruising along. If they had him, like, losing AD, but they're winners, even though they lost the game, because they'll have Anthony Davis back pretty soon.
They need that, I'll tell you what.
For the other winners, we've got Philly. Five straight wins for them has got them back into seventh in the East as well. They're feeling pretty good. Maxi drops 52, but it took two overtimes and 52 points for Maxi to get by the Spurs. So I wouldn't be hanging that championship banner yet, Philly, but still, very cool. And that's about it. So what about losers? You've got Cleveland. They're healthy and they can't get a win for the most part. Well, you know, they've got Garland. They've got dudes out there causing a bit of havoc, doing some good stuff. But losing the last four that they've played, the last three, isn't it? Yeah. They've played the Suns, the Lakers, and the Clippers all on the road. It was always going to be tough, but they came so close in that Clippers game today. And Paul George just tore their heart out. You had, like, you know, LeVert, My Sweet Baby, you had Maxi Strus, you've got no Donnie Mitchell, you've got Garland, you've got Mobley, and they just can't get a win. It is brutal. They're a half game back of Orlando and New York now. They're in fifth.
Rut row
for Cleveland. I'll tell you. Cleveland. The Buckaroos, that's right, they're reeling. They've lost four straight. Doc Rivers losing his voice. They're losing games. Brunson smoked him today, but to lose to Toronto, Memphis and Washington in the last week, is just brutal. They lost 6 of 7. Are they frauds? I don't know. It's like today was like the fourth time in the last 29 games that they've actually had Giannis, Dame, and Chris Middleton play. And then Middleton got hurt. You're like, talk about a bloody like weekend loser. It's right there. The Pelicans and the Suns are both 46-32. They both played today. They played against each other. The Pelicans win. But they're only both sitting there going, we've got to keep winning out because those pesky Lakers are sitting right there. And time is running out for the Lakers to sort of jump them. But the Lakers are a half game back of the Kings. And they're 1.5 games back of the Suns and the Pelicans. Pretty funny stuff. Speaking of which, the Kings, they smashed the Nets. But geez, that team is less than convincing at all times. They just losing that Celtics game, the Kings are like, what could have been? That's basically the difference between them essentially being in the playoffs and, like, you know, being in a play-in game. But they get smashed by the Knicks, lose to the Celtics, kick the crap out of the Nets. They now play the Thunder, the Pelicans, the Suns, and then finally the Blazers. So they got 4 games. What can the Kings do? I don't know, but it's going to be awesome. Ah, the Kings. What are they doing? OKC. They got the win today, but geez, that loss to Indy on Saturday hurt. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They need SGA. They need J-Dub. They need Giddy. Watching Giddy as a lead guard carve stuff up is awesome fun, but geez, worrying vibes in the last 10. Not sure about that one. The Rockets as well, also losers. They've lost 5 straight after, you know, everyone blowing smoke up their ass. All right, what was the NBA straight brute performance of the weekend? It was Maxi's 52. He was bloody awesome. Awesome against the Spurs out there by himself. 48 for Kyrie today as well. Paul George's, though, look, the 39, the leading the comeback, it was exactly what the Clippers needed. He delivered. Fox's 40 in the loss to the Celtics. Bit of a tough one. But Jalen Brunson as well, 43-8-6 today. He has more 40-point games in a season than Carmelo ever had with the Knicks, which is hilarious. Spot of the night, 1-12 for Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder, I am German Rondo. 1-9 for Vooch, 1-8 for Campaign, and then 1-7 for Campaign. That is a tough weekend. 2-15. I'm no math magician, but that's pretty bad. I'll tell you what's even worse. Sam Bloody Hauser. 1-18. 1-18. The bloke was 0-8 in the first half, hit a 3 at the very start of the third quarter, and then proceeded to go 0-9 the rest of the way. Who's letting Sam Hauser take 18 shots? Joey Muzz is like, I love you. Hey, I love you, Sam. Hey, Sam. Sam, you can take as many shots as you want if you come wash the town with me, bro. I love the town. You love the town. I'll play you a lot of minutes and you can take as many shots as you want. Sam Hauser's like, yes, mate. This is great. So I think he ties Jason Tatum as the in Celtics franchise history with the most attempts with only a single make ever. I think one of the Celtics, the record's like 0-14, but yeah. And speaking of Ofers, our man Malachi in like Flynn. So he drops 50 one week, well, one game, turns around and equals the worst spud of the year game by going 0-12 on the weekend. And of course, Devontae Graham and Mo Wagner delivered the goods by going 3-11. I wish I could play the drop, but I can't. Anyway, old mate, no mates. Ime Udoka copped an earful from Luka. Enjoyed that. Mobley obviously had his ankle snapped. That's also the pantsing of the night. Middleton's tooth. That's a bit of an old mate, no mate situation. You're like, geez, Middleton wasn't that much of a looker to begin with. And of course, the Bucks. That was so dispiriting. We'll talk about old mate, no mates. They all hate each other. It's like they pulled out the entire lineup down 10 with about a minute and a bit to go, and everybody's just like, this is shithouse. So, yeah. Better than Lonzo Ball. 31-3-3 for Jaden Ivey on the weekend. 32-10-5 for Denny Avdija, as well as, what was it, the 21-12 I mentioned before. I'm just saying, Washington, Denny Avdija, just pumping minutes into him and watching him get good is pretty fun. And Wemby, at his 10th 30-point game of the season despite losing today. 33-18, 7 blocks, 6 assists, 5-10 from downtown. Not bad. And dickhead of the weekend, I'm going to skip that and give legend of the week to Dante Exum. Just, I don't think we give enough credence to how good this story is. The dude was in Europe. He's doing some cool boomer stuff every time he does everything, like anything. We're just sitting there with like our breath caught in our chest going, please be okay, Dante, when you land, when you jump. And it's like, yeah, his body at least has been like touch wood, pretty bloody good this season. If he can stay healthy through the playoffs, I just want a couple more moments like that. All right, what about some yeah nahs really quickly? Shaq the other day, Orlando, New York might be the most fun series, says Adam Lefko. Shaq says, no, it ain't, because Orlando going to sweep them. Is Shaq right? Would Orlando sweep New York? Yeah, nah. No, because like Brunson would have like a game where you're like, oh, geez. Even though you can throw Suggs and co at him, they'd still at least get a couple of games, wouldn't they? And Orlando's pretty untested, and they also don't have a point guard. Will the Warriors make it out of the play-in? Yeah, nah. I got asked this on the weekend. It's like, oh, hey, Jim, what do you like about the Warriors' chances? And I'm like, of what? Winning the 9-10 matchup, maybe? Because I don't really like their chances of that at all. Let alone then getting to the 7-8 matchup and getting to play like Denver or Minnesota in the first round, possibly. Like, yeesh. If they managed to pull OKC, perhaps, and if they'd won through the play-in, perhaps they'd be all right, but I'm just saying, I think this is like the weird year for the Warriors. And this is kind of an unpopular opinion today as well. It's okay. It's okay just to have a crummy year. The problem is, you just can't be wasting Steph years. Like, they had the Kuminga injury hit at a really bad time. Draymond just keeps flipping his lid and doing dumb shit because he's Draymond. Clay's gotten healthier, though, as the season's progressed. Steph, shooting slump, as I mentioned last week, might have been because of the shooting challenge at All-Star. Never do the three-point comp. Is this what is going to happen as well? It's the same as like the dunk comp, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to get embarrassed. But the three-point comp is, I might do this. It's like the home run derby in the baseball. It screws up their swing or whatever. But I don't know if the Warriors make it out of the play-ins. If they sort of like lose to the Lakers, obviously if they lose to the Lakers, it's all over Red Rover. If they somehow knock the Lakers out and then they have to play like Sacramento or Phoenix, woof. I don't know. And are Dallas or the Clippers the most dangerous floater? Yeah, nah. It was an either or, so I don't know how that's a yeah, nah. But still, Dallas, I think the Clippers are still the most dangerous floater, right? Just like Kawhi, Paul George. We saw the Paul George stuff today. Harden and co. Like, the only problem is obviously the question marks around Kawhi and his, like, health and ongoing health, right? Because he's, what, going back to LA for the treatment. So we'll see what happens, but I don't know. So it might be Dallas in the more dangerous one at the moment, because at least we know that Luka and Kyrie are there. Outback Takehouse, just saying, it's a flame grilled take. That's right, it's Monday. You know what they do in Adelaide? Pie floaters. So we're just going to do that as an Outback Takehouse flame grilled take. Chuck that on your plate. That's right, it's a floating pie in some weird pea stuff. I don't know, eat it. Only at Outback. If the Magic had Dante Exum, they'd make the Eastern Conference Finals. That's right, that's all they need. They need a point guard. Jingler Joe Ingles will be right there next to him. It'll be a match made in heaven. As it is, he's going to help the Mavs make the Western Conference Finals. All right, Australian Player Watch, Josh Giddey had 14, 9, and 12 against Indy. He shot 6 of 17 and 0 of 2 from downtown. He had 5 turnovers as well as 1 steal. Then bounced back against the Charlottes, 2013 and 13 for his 11th career triple-double today. You love that. 7 of 15 from the floor, 1 of 1 from 3, and a steal. Paddy Thrills, Paddy Mills, he scored 17 last week. And hasn't played since. What is going on? I think it's because Miami getting healthier, but at the same time, come on. Get Paddy Thrills back out there. Rock'em, sock'em, block'em, jock'em, Landau. 10-6-4 versus Miami. 4-7 from the floor, 0-1 from downtown. Get to hang out with Paddy, though. Enjoyed that. 2-2 from the free throw line and a steal. And then 13-1-2 against his mucker, Josh Giddey, today. 13-1-2, 5-7 from the floor, 1 steal. So, obviously, Landau still getting enough time on the court. Even though Houston aren't winning all of a sudden, it's just good to see him putting up numbers. He's going to stick around. I love this. Jingle and Joe Ingles, 3 points and 2 assists against Charlotte. Also took one of the great charges over the weekend with an amazing photo that the pick and roll put up. 9 points, 3 of 5 from the floor, all of which were threes. He went 3 of 4 from downtown. 3 rebounds and 5 assists today for the jingling one. And look, anytime he does anything, it's still like the greatest thing in the world. So against the Bulls, he was pretty bloody good. Josh Greeny-Green still out with his ankle. It's been a couple of weeks. Hopefully he's coming good. Dante Sexum up Exum, as mentioned, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 2 from downtown. But 33 minutes against the Warriors, I love that. He then backs it up with 35 minutes against Houston today. Has the 14 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, the massive game-tying 3 to send it to overtime. 2 of 4 from downtown overall, 5 of 11 from the floor. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe. Dyson Daniels, the vacuum, the dustbuster himself, 37 minutes against the Spurs. He had 7-7-2. Bit of clamps, though. Had a couple of steals. 3 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 2 from downtown. And 28 minutes against Phoenix today in the big win. 10 points, 6 rebounds and 2 assists, a block and a steal. 4 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 3 from downtown. Aussie Matty T still out with his injury as well, the ankle as well. But the Great Barrier Reef had a rough one today. 0 of 5 against Boston. 5 rebounds, though, 1 assist. And the Wizards, he went 5-2-2 with 2 of 4 shooting. 1 of 3 from downtown. So good job by the Great Barrier Reef. Dominic Ayton has been playing really, really well. So obviously not as many opportunities for Duop. The Andrew Gaze Grey Mum Reward for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. This one goes to Tyrese Maxey. You've already given him the performance of the weekend. But the fact that this was his third 50-point game of the season means that the Sixers are the first franchise in NBA history to have 2 players with 3-plus 50-point games in the season. That is sick. God, I love Tyrese Maxey. What a legend. Could you imagine just Tyrese Maxey? Like, he seems like the world's, like, coolest dude. But even he would be like, oh, God, I hate Tobias Harris. This guy sucks. Nice. The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. This is literally where Jim gets his phone out and goes, what's Patty Mills been up to, Jim? Oh, there's a Dante one. That's it. Morning, Dante. He's got a very cool sense of fashion where it's like, yes, you are from the western suburbs of Melbourne. But then just a nice little post of him bringing the ball up and hitting that shot after the pass back from Luka. I do like that Luka was double-teamed, looked up, went, I could shoot this, but there's Dante. Passes it off, boom, we're going overtime. And I think that might be it for today, because there's no games to preview tomorrow because they're all on Wednesday. So tomorrow's show, we'll actually do like a little bit of something special and then go through and break down all 14 of those games. What tomorrow's show might be is just like laying out the last week and a half of the regular season, because we're less than 2 weeks away from the playoffs. I'm just saying, you need your mate Jim now more than ever just to keep you abreast of what's happening when it comes to essentially the playoff situations. And what I might rank out as well is like what would be the most fun results, what would be the most fun series. So I'll do that on tomorrow's show as well. So that's it. That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. We will do the show tomorrow anyway. In the meantime, though, you can go check out all the shit that I did with Gather Round for the AFL Today show. So follow that. What is it? Sports Today Show on Facebook, but it's AFL Today Show everywhere else. We did a crap ton of videos. The Jack Ginnivan one was awesome. So if you like your AFL footy, go check that out. You can also hear me on the official Supercoach podcast if you're into that sort of thing. But follow NBA Australia on Twitter, Face the IG, and of course AFL Today as well. And then the other shows, what is it? The Cricket Today podcast, Football Today podcast, Hold All Tickets, which is the one about horse racing that Alex does, and NFL Australia with myself and Gaz. Always a good time. Check a rating review for all of those across your Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Birdhouse, Doghouse, Henhouse, etc. And get around NBAAustralia.com/shop. Get your merch, get your merch. I had to send out some orders last week because apparently it had gotten sent into my junk emails. I'm like, that's not junk. That's NBA Australia listeners trying to buy my merch. What are you doing, you dumb email? Anyway, big thanks always go to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. And of course, the bands that get around NBA Australia. House Hats, Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinated, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers. I've said it 1,069 times, homie. What am I doing here? I can't believe I tripped over to the end. Anyway, we're just going to go ride the bull before we jump on the plane again. Anyway, give those bands a smash on Bandcamp, Triple J and Earth, Facey, Apple Music, Spotify. Remember, NBA Australia Sports Australian band, so should you. And that's it. No deli review to close out today's show, obviously, because I'm standing up on the rooftop in Adelaide. It's raining. The sun's in my face. And we'll do a deli review tomorrow. Maybe he's finally gotten over that, like, amazing, amazing NBL final series. God damn, Jack McVay. Jack McVay, the stones on that bloke. Unreal. Anyway, we'll catch you tomorrow, dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And later, Hosanna.